Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to stop by, be sure and come by the Bank of Colorado, Suite 217. And you can check out all the Chamber's upcoming events. Simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. So we have Southwest Colorado Community College, or SCCC, and we have Shannon Leivick. Thank you for coming here.
Good morning.
And I'm going to get this right. Dr. Anita Siemens.
Yes, sir.
With the Southwest Regional Law Enforcement Academy. It says that right on your shirt.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
So thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Well, absolutely. So I have to say, I just got a pamphlet, a brochure in the mail for Southwest Colorado Community College, all the upcoming classes. And I told my stepson, check this out. Look at all these different courses. You guys are busy.
We are really busy. We're currently open enrollment, and you can get a wide variety of classes at our college, and all of them are guaranteed transfer to any community or any four-year college in the state.
So it's guaranteed?
It's guaranteed transfer.
Wow.
And it is a bargain when you compare it to a university in Colorado.
Well, the price per, I'm sorry, the price per credit is probably very affordable.
It's around between $150 and $200.
So that's affordable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is very affordable. And you could take anything from philosophy, communications, math, and get your associate's degree. But we also have some fantastic programs, such as automotive, cosmetology, EMT. We have a medical assistant program. We have a nail technician program. So if you want to learn how to do people's nails.
I just bite them.
Yeah.
As we all look at our nails.
Yeah. I know. We're all looking. We all could use that. And we also have, and this is why we have Dr. Siemens here today, we have a wonderful law enforcement academy as well.
Wow. So let me you can, I'm assuming, go online to register?
Yes. If you want to register, go to Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O-C-C for community college, .edu.
Oh,
or
okay.
You can stop by our campus. It's right next to Albertson's downtown.
Oh, in the Commons
Durango,
building.
In the Commons building. And we have another campus about a mile from the Mesa Verde entrance between Mancos and Cortez.
Very cool. So the other thing I want to point out, too, you have, I'm going to call it, whether it's continuing ed or just, you know, life skills that people can take. Let's say I want to learn about geology in the area, things like that. I was looking in the pamphlet and in the brochure, and that was there.
We have an excellent geology instructor.
So I could even take it.
You can take it, or you can take it if you want to go to CU, and it will transfer.
Oh, I love this. Wow. So I need to sit down, because the other one I want to take is all the things I wish I would have taken in high school, you know, like woodworking and welding and things of that nature. I call it how to be a man class, you know, the things that I wish I would have paid attention to when I was younger.
Right.
Do you have that?
We have welding classes and we have automotive classes. So you can take auto 101 and welding 101.
All right.
Be good to go.
Okay. I'll try not to burn the building down. No, just kidding. So, Dr. Siemens, obviously you're with law enforcement. You're carrying the gun and the badge.
Yes.
So how long have you been doing law enforcement?
I have been a law enforcement officer for 33 years.
Wow.
I started in 1983 in a city just outside San Antonio, Texas, Live Oak, Texas. And I was there with them for 31 years.
I like how when you start talking Texas, you pick it back up.
I do. Well, that's home.
Yeah. Well, so what brought you to Colorado?
The opportunity to run a law enforcement academy. This is my dream job.
Wow.
And so I taught in a regional academy in the San Antonio area for about 26 years and then retired from Live Oak and was teaching at different places full time and heard about the opening here.
Right.
I have friends that live in this area. This is the most beautiful area.
Well, good answer.
In the world.
Yeah.
And so what could be better than having a job where I could have input into curriculum and training techniques.
And obviously your passion.
Absolutely. And getting that next generation of officers ready to face what we're facing today on the streets, which is not what I faced in 1983.
Oh, no, it's completely about. Before we went on air, I used to live with a couple police officers here in Durango, and I went on ride-alongs, and it definitely has evolved and changed so much. And I encourage anybody to do a ride-along or the Citizen Police Academy to learn what it's like on the other side.
Absolutely.
Of the, you know, with the lights on top of your car instead of looking in your rearview mirror. Because it
instead
is.
Instead of seeing them in the mirror.
It's unnerving. So how long is the police training program?
Our academy runs 18 weeks.
Okay.
And so right at a little over 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about it is, as Ms. Livick said, all of our credits are transferable. And so at the same time that you're being taught everything you need to know to successfully pass the post-exam, post mm-hmm. is Peace Officer Standards and Training, and they are the state agency that governs our licensing,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the academy, you take that exam. Now, once you pass the exam, you can become a police officer anywhere in the state of Colorado or New Mexico.
Right.
They accept our standards.
So you get a guaranteed job. I mean, you pass the test. And that is something that I am, when I talk to younger folks, maybe coming out of high school or, you know, went to a year of college, and they're just going, I really don't know what I want to do. And this
yes.
is where I really, really like where Southwest Colorado Community College comes into play, because you can be, you know, in law enforcement, EMT,
right.
nursing. There's so many things that you walk out with that degree and have a job.
And, you know, I mean, obviously we can't guarantee placement,
sure.
but we do have a standard that we're pretty proud of, and that is that the pass rate on the post-exam for the academy in Mancos is 100%.
Really?
So, yes, sir, it is. So you get into that, you get
wow.
into that class, you're going to pass.
Wow.
But in addition to that, at the end of the 4 months,
mm-hmm.
you have 37 credit hours towards an associate's.
Okay.
Which is what most people would take a year to get. You're going to get in 4 months.
What kind of people are you seeing going into law enforcement? Because I'll tell you right now, I would have a hard time going into law enforcement because everywhere there's a camera and everywhere there's a... And I used to be in the media, so there's a darn media outlet that wants to take and glorify what has been cut down and edited, and that's Jack talking, not you guys. I
yes,
mean,
sir.
Literally, and they sensationalize some things, and it makes the headline news. So
yes.
with that, what types of people are you seeing that say, I want to go into this profession?
Most of our students actually fall into three different categories. We have a lot of former military, which we just mm-hmm. absolutely love.
Right.
Those kids coming out of the military, they know what they're doing. They're disciplined. They have already sacrificed so much,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, they have ensured our freedom, and they have served our country. Then they get out of the military. They still want to serve. Now they want to do it on a level of a community. Mm-hmm.
And they're also used to that higher ranking command. So
they are. They're used to a command structure.
Absolutely.
They come in. The academy is disciplined. I mean, you come in, you're issued a uniform, you're issued your gear. You show up in the first day of class, and
yeah.
off we go.
Now, so walk me through that course with all the different things. I'm assuming that there's obviously you have to understand and know some law.
Oh, there's a lot of law. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
yes. The most difficult portion of the academy is the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And that is where we have to make sure that all of our cadets have a very firm understanding of the criminal laws, the code of criminal procedure,
mm-hmm.
arrest, search, and seizure. We want to make sure no one's violating anybody's, you know, Fourth Amendment rights.
Right.
We need to make sure that everyone understands what they're doing. So there's a lot of criminal law in it, traffic code. And then we get into what you would think of or what you would expect.
Right.
And that it would be our firearms training, our high-speed pursuit driving training.
So you get to drive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You get to drive.
Sweet. Legally. Yeah.
Legally.
Go fast.
Legally. Well,
yeah.
You know, what you got to remember, too, is that those cadets and later police officers are in a vehicle that's capable of,
oh, yeah.
unfortunately, taking a life.
Right. Well, and as you get into the adrenaline surge,
absolutely.
the narrowing of the vision, I mean, you and this training is
yes.
to keep scanning, to keep looking when
yes.
you're in a high-speed situation or having to pull somebody over because that adrenaline hits and it's, you know, fight or flight and you...
Yes.
Focus, and I'm sure with the training, I'm making all this up, correct me if I'm wrong,
no,
that
you're not.
You open up and you
wrong.
Get to see
absolutely
what you should be doing.
Yes, you're trained on how to handle that stress so that you don't end up in a tragic situation where you die or somebody else dies
absolutely.
Because you're trying to get to a call. And so it's very, very important training. It's as important as understanding how to fire a weapon and when and how to do that.
Right.
Then we have our arrest control training. Our cadets are certified in three different methods of arrest control in addition to laying hands on somebody.
Right.
They're taught with ass batons, and they're also taught with tasers.
Okay.
That's my favorite training, tasers. I like to watch.
She likes to watch.
You like to watch.
But I have should not ever, say that because one of these days I'm going to have to participate.
Have you ever taken a taser?
No.
Because I know in order to get certified, as I have understood this, that you have to actually – don't hurt yourself there, hitting your head.
Sorry.
You have to take the taser yourself to know what experience is.
It is highly recommended. You don't have to. They're not going to not pass you. I
almost wet my pants when you turn on a microwave. I'm a little concerned here.
in all the training that I've participated in and that I've directed, I have not had anybody opt out of it.
Right.
Everyone says, I want to see what this feels like.
Right.
I have been tased.
And
it is not fun.
No.
But you also understand the impact of the weapon and what it can do.
And the complying that does usually ensue after that
process. Yes, it does.
Wow. So 18 weeks, you go through the program, and then do you then, if you apply to Durango Police, is there more work that you have to do, let's say State Patrol, and go through their academies then afterwards?
No, the only secondary academy I know of would be State Patrol.
Okay.
Because they have their own academy.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Police Department has their own academy. Our local departments actually recruit quite heavily from this academy.
Right.
So in the first 3 weeks you're in the academy, Durango Police will come and recruit, talk about their programs.
Right.
La Plata County comes in. Montezuma County comes in.
Great.
Sometimes the college police will come in. I've had departments from as far away as Fort Collins come in and recruit. One of our cadets last semester got a job in Castle Rock.
Oh, wow.
And I had another cadet that got a job in San Juan County in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
So, yeah, our certification is good actually in two states.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you look at the Department of Labor statistics, if you think about investing into our law enforcement academy for 6 months, not even 4 months.
4 months.
And you can have a starting salary anywhere between 50 and what was the Castle Rock, $65,000
a year. Yeah, $50,000 to $65,000
a year. And usually pretty good benefits.
Right.
Excellent benefits.
Yeah.
It is excellent.
You have to want to do that job, but it is amazing.
But again, it's that job placement that's so highly, highly successful with a lot of the programs that you have through Southwest Colorado Community College. Now, again, what's the website if somebody wants to look into this with any of your programs?
You would want to enroll at pueblocc.edu.
Okay, and when is the next Police Academy start training?
We are currently accepting applications. We're almost full, but we still have some openings.
Mm-hmm.
And our next academy would start, your first day of class would be Monday, August the 7th.
Okay.
You would need to attend an orientation Monday, July 31st, 1 week prior.
And background, I mean,
yes.
If I have some speeding tickets and some, I don't, by the way, for the record, I do not. I got them deferred.
Sure.
Good for you.
So,
yes.
Need to think of that, I assume.
Yes, absolutely. There are some background requirements.
A speeding ticket's okay.
A speeding ticket is not going to keep
you
out of the academy.
So if somebody is interested, they can come down to the Commons Building at SCCC. I would assume talk to you and say, okay, here's my background.
Absolutely.
Let's say I did something really stupid and it's on my record, but that was 20 years ago or maybe 10 years ago. And
yes,
statute of limitation, whatever the right terminologies are. Okay.
There are certain crimes that if you have been convicted of those crimes, you cannot be certified through post.
And so you have a felony.
Yeah, we couldn't take you.
Right.
But there are other crimes, and they are common mistakes that we all have made
well, what's the last thing you hear? Hey, watch this, right? I was drunk and needed the money. No, I'm just kidding. So,
yeah.
All right, one more time, the website. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
pueblocc.edu,
okay.
Or you could stop by one of our campuses.
Awesome. Will you come back in? You can
yes.
bring the taser next time?
I promise.
We'll use it on Shannon.
No, that's okay.
Well, both, thank you so much for coming in. We have to send it back to the studio.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out the Southwest Colorado Community College website. Check it out and get enrolled today. Got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.